What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, let's get to the back, let's get to the back page with Bob. Lily did get like one of those little toy makeup kits though for Christmas from Aunt Colleen. So my days of saying I've never worn makeup might be numbered.
Oh yeah,
who knows?
Yeah.
I got pink toenails right now.
So that was my next.
I'm not sitting here trying to talk trash. I'm just, all I'm saying, setting the record straight. That's all.
Hey, man, getting a pedicure from a 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 5-year-old, 8-year-old is one of the best things ever.
She's pretty terrible.
I'm not gonna say the best thing ever.
She misses a lot of toes.
Yeah, I'm not. It's fun and it's cute.
It's one of those heartwarming.
And I love.
Oh, it's very adorable.
It's very adorable hanging out with your baby and all that stuff. Yeah. But it's awful.
Well, she just isn't good at it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to ruin record dreams, but it's like. Like, keep it in the lines, girl.
What's
especially, like, all right, pinky toe, that's a little toenail, whatever. Big toe's a big-ass toenail. Come on. What are we doing here?
Those brushes are hard to navigate.
I think you're probably right.
You know, if it was a marker or something. You know, I don't see how females do it. I don't see how they do left-hand to right-hand, like, if you're right-handed.
I know.
Pretty talented.
Yeah, no, and then they got those little toe spacer things that are kind of funny looking.
Yeah, no.
Speaking of daughters.
I've done them, but yeah. No.
Super special shout-out to Skate Along USA over in Lilburn for being open on Saturday and not forcing us to have to move Olivia's birthday party to next Saturday. Almost everybody that was invited showed up, and Randy was out there, and the whole softball team was out there. It was a lot of fun. We had the skating rink to ourselves for about 2 hours, which was freaking awesome. But shout out to Miss Joy.
That lady there, Miss Joy is the funniest. She's so damn funny. And, like, I don't know why she's funny, Bo, but she's had me laughing the whole time. The lady at the front.
She, like, runs the skating rink?
Yeah. Okay. She's such a sweet lady, but she had me cracking up there. Just the simple, I'm like, yeah, I wanted some skates for you. I said, no, ma'am. She said, the girl at the skate thing, she said, y'all have size 8. That's what size Sebastian wears.
Okay.
And she was like, well, I don't know what size they have. I think we might have a 9. I was like, no. She said she has an 8. Well, who's the 8 for? I was like,
the
little guy right there. Well, I got to go back and make sure. I said, no, ma'am. She just told me that, y'all. Well, where's your wristband? I was like, do I need one?
And the wristbands.
Dude, she was so sweet.
How'd Sebastian do on the skate?
Not very good. Not very good.
But I bet he loved it, though.
Dude, not very good.
Just like the Tasmanian devil.
He didn't want to have anything to
do with
it.
Oh, really? No, really? He was like, man, damn this, man.
I'm surprised by that.
No, he did not like it.
Maybe get Sammy in some skates, though, man. I was kind of
he too cool for it. He's too cool for it. Yeah, but no, he was like, Sebastian, like, it was good. It was a lot of fun, man. A lot of fun. Got to drink some of that Bolognese Kool-Aid. You know, that Bolognese lemonade
has water in the, has ice in the pitcher when they add it, but then, you know, 10 minutes later,
Got it.
So, speaking of stuff that's pretty cool, got some pretty cool Randy Moss updates. So, apparently, Randy Moss is in the fried chicken business, has already gone into, he has a business partner named Brittany Talaferio, who is a chef. Already owns a restaurant called Chickaboom. They're on their way to their second restaurant. It's about to open up in Miami. But Brittany said that she has talked to Randy very recently. He is in great spirits, and he may even show up in Miami to their grand opening on January 18th.
Right.
In about a week or so.
I mean, hope he does.
Love it.
Hope he does. Any good Randy Moss news at this point? People don't know he's dealing with cancer. Any good Randy Moss news is good 100%. Randy Moss news at this point.
So I'm not really one of those that made me feel old guys, but some stuff just kind of puts age into perspective. What did this for me yesterday was Lamar Jackson talking about Derrick Henry in a movie that Lamar watched when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Cars. You watched the movie Cars? You're a little bit too old to watch Cars, but anyway, for kids, I was a kid when I watched Cars, that's all I'm saying. But you know when Lightning McQueen just flashing past, and then it's like... That's how Derek looked when he was running past, and all those guys it looked like a movie, bro. I'm not going to lie to you, but I'd rather be watching it than being on the opposite side of the ball. I know that.
The analogy is pretty spot on. Did you look up when Cars came out? I saw you looking something.
06.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't realize Cars 1 came out in 06.
What is that?
That's damn near 20 years ago.
20 years. Oh, wow.
It's 2025.
Yeah, so Lamar was a kid when he was watching Cars.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
My kids loved him.
Sure.
Lily's last birthday was
Cars themed. Like, I had such a weird gap for that stuff because I don't know the last, maybe Toy Story 2 or something was like the last Pixar movie I watched as a kid and then got a little older and just 25-year blind spot, and then had kids. And they watch all these movies. So to me, we watch Cars for the first time, whatever, like last year. To me, it's new. And then it's like, oh, there's Cars 2.
I've never seen it.
There's Cars 3.
Oh, like, wow, isn't it really?
The great thing about all these movies and not having watched any Pixar movies or Disney movies for like 25 years is they all have sequels and trilogies and four of them and all that kind of stuff. So you could just go on a little marathon.
If anybody out there
Cars 1, excellent. Cars 3, excellent. Cars 2, weird.
Yeah. If anybody out there knows what the very first Pixar movie was, I'm not even 100% sure.
I think it was Toy Story.
Came out when
it might have been Toy Story.
I think Toy Story 1 was the first. I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or either that or like Monsters, Inc. or something like that. It probably was Toy Story.
Love Monsters, Inc.
Yeah. Me too.
They're both great.
There's a Monsters University, which is also
good. Love Monsters University.
It's a great movie.
Love Monsters University.
Yeah. Toy Story 4 is Olivia's favorite movie. She watches it. Yeah.
It's an awesome movie.
Inside Out 2 and Toy Story 4 are on steady rotation.
But I was hoping my boy would get him one, though.
Get him one what?
The monster with the legs growing out of his head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, come on, man. Like, whatever. I was about to insult somebody, but I was like, you know, I don't want to do that.
Why not?
Because I don't want to. It's no straight Monday.
No straight Monday.
Yeah, no
God,
straight.
I'm so... usually, I kind of know where your thought process is going. I don't know here.
Yeah. Never mind it.
Is it a person that's here?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dang it.
So, -190. Those were the odds for Saquon Barkley to score a touchdown yesterday. More bets were placed on Saquon to score a touchdown against the Packers than were placed on any other player in Sunday's three NFL playoff games at multiple sports books. And as everybody knows, Saquon could have broke a touchdown for 70 yards or so at the end of the game. He chose instead to take a knee, which was 100% the right thing to do.
No, it was not.
Well, because he wanted to end the game, and they could have ended the game, right?
It was a fine thing to do.
Yes, thank you.
But I'm always team score the touchdown.
Yes.
Always team score the touchdown.
But from that far out, man, there's hammies involved.
Fair enough.
Man, Saquon's a,
They won the game, so it was fine. But I'm always...
Made all kind of
and
people
And he's Saquon,
upset.
So he's done it a million times. Yeah. I just go back to, who was it, Clark Phillips?
Yep. Ghost go.
Everything changed. The whole season derailed.
Ghost go.
When Clark Phillips decided not to score a touchdown.
Ghost
Everything
go.
Fell off.
So speaking of making people mad at stuff that don't need to be mad at stuff, I'm not really 100% sure how to take this one, or at least how the people that are mad feel. So have y'all seen the video circulating around, you know, Xavier Lee gets at home now, and he's got no playoffs, no football anymore, so he's out doing what, you know, folks from the country do in the summer. He's a hunter.
He's catching squirrels.
Yeah. So have you seen the video of him with the skin squirrel?
Yes.
What did he do?
Caught a squirrel.
And he made an IG video. Here's the audio from it.
Oh, okay.
And they think we really be faking when we say we do this. We done bust the squirrel out the tree and open them up. Know what I'm talking about? Take the clothes off. That's step one.
Take the clothes off.
Show y'all
off,
the rest of what it is.
So he holds up a skin squirrel that he's taking the clothes off of. The next part of the video is them actually like with a clean squirrel, which is kind of gross to look at. The amount of people in the comments of this IG feed, because there were like one of the Panthers reporters showed it, and then somebody else showed it from the Panthers, something like that. I have comments all the way ranging from animal abuse to bringing up like political scenarios and whatnot, because this man is out killing a squirrel to eat.
Don't think there's any laws against
there is not.
Now, is this because do let's say people from the north, do they have like the south just closed off and have no idea what happens down in the south, or does this just seem normal to me because I grew up kind of in that same...
The first thing you said, definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. Growing up where I grew up, I never heard anybody hunting a squirrel.
Okay, all right.
Never heard of it. Now, I don't give a damn about it.
I don't care about no damn squirrels.
You know, like, go drive around for 10 minutes. You're going to see four squirrels that unfortunately got squished by a car. That happens all the time.
Yeah, man.
That's a tough way to go, I would bet.
Ain't nobody studying no damn squirrels, but I just need to... Really relax. Just relax.
They're not going to.
Yeah, I mean,
no,
damn.
They're not.
People are searching for stuff to be mad about. Like, it's a squirrel.
It's a squirrel.
It's a squirrel. It's a tree rat.
Did PETA do anything?
Coming after him.
Do they come after them for squirrels?
I don't know. They probably will. Even PETA doesn't care about squirrels.
No, I mean, they don't.
You know how many squirrels there are?
Too damn many.
Too many. They're invasive.
They're my damn nerves.
They get into your chimneys and your attics.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they chew up electrical wires.
Exactly.
Chew up your house.
They're pests. All they are is rats with fancy tails.
Sure.
And they get the benefit of the doubt because they eat acorns.
Exactly. People kind of think they're cute because their tails are fancy and they eat acorns.
No.
It's just a rat.
It is.
It's just a rat that's got a little bit better coordination because they can jump in trees pretty impressive.
They can go, but still.
Some of them even glide through trees.
Some of them are flying squirrels.
It's a rodent.
It's a rodent.
It is. They are.
A rodent.
Xavier just wants to
And I ain't swerving. And them damn insurance commercials don't make me swerve.
Oh, the insurance companies actually recommend that you do not swerve. You
just I ain't swerving. I'm taking old Chip and Dale out.
Swerving is very dangerous.
I know they both were chipmunks.
Alvin, Simon, and Theodore. Which, by the way, I didn't know. There's a whole trilogy of those movies we just discovered. They're kind of terrible, but they do exist.